Good morning po sa lahat. Ako po si Erickson Cruz at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga pastors po ng Crossroads. So, God allows crisis sa buhay natin. So these crises come in different forms in our lives. For some, ito po ay pagkawala ng trabaho. For some, it will be bankruptcy. Sa iba naman po, ito po ay matinding sakit or pagkamatay po ng mahal sa buhay. How will you respond in such a critical moment? How will your view of God help you during this time? I remember po a year ago, kami po ng aking family were driven into a difficult moment of our lives. We discovered through God's providence ang critical illness ng aking may bahay na si Sally. Time is of the essence. We need to act on it and make a difficult decision. Medically speaking, very limited po ang aming mga option. And either way, she needed immediate surgery. This crucial event sa aming mga buhay drove us sa aming mga tuhod. I know marami po sa inyo, if not all of you, recall a similar difficult situations sa life po ninyo. When we face a crisis or hit rock bottom, who and where do we turn to? Now, our passage this morning carries on ang mga pangyayari that had happened from chapter 1 to 3. We have, sa mga nakaraang linggo, through the sermon na narinig natin from Pastor James and Pastor Juban, glimpses of God providentially working sa buhay ng mga Jews, sa buhay po ni Mordecai and ni Esther. This morning, matutunghayan po natin how Mordecai and Esther will respond sa national crisis na kakaharapin po nila sa passage natin ngayon sa chapter 4, sa Esther chapter 4. And my hope and prayer para sa atin ngayong umaga is that we may see how God is working providentially sa buhay natin so that we can rest our hope in Him who acts providentially in times of crisis. If you are taking notes this morning, ang ating main point po is hope in God who acts providentially in times of crisis. Hope in God who acts providentially in times of crisis. And I have divided po itong passage na to into three points. Ang unang point po natin tells us that God's covenant people are facing a mournful crisis. Yan po yung sa verse 1 to 4. And the next point is from verse 5 to 14, we shall hear from the characters of Mordecai and the Queen Esther what is the proposed counterplan for them to act against this decree and the crucial involvement of Queen Esther in this counterplan. Lastly, ang third point po natin will be sa verse 15 to 17. Where we shall see Queen Esther's decisive moment. That is to take charge and lead his people. So before po tayo magpatuloy, let us ask the Lord for guidance and help. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, patnubayan niyo po kami as we look at your word in Esther chapter 4. You alone can preach your word perfectly. And we acknowledge our dependence on the Holy Spirit that we may see your goodness and response in faith. May you be glorified sa time na ito. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So let us open uli ang ating mga Bibles sa Esther chapter 4, verse 1 to 17. So last time po, we were left with a scenario in which the great city of Susa was thrown into a confusion. Sa chapter 3 po, Pastor Juban walked us through the passage where we see that King Ahasuerus, out of nowhere, appoints a man named Haman, the Agagite. Itong tao na to was promoted to the highest position above all the officials of the king. And kasama sa kanyang promotion is that the king commanded everyone to respect and pay homage sa kanya. It came to Haman's attention that there is someone who does not obey the king's order. At dito na po nagsimula yung tension nila between Mordecai. Na siya pala ang hindi yumuyukod at nagbibigay pugay kay Haman. Mordecai's reason was simple. Sabi daw po niya, he is a Jew. Nakita mismo ni Haman, and he was filled with fury or anger and decided to harm Mordecai. At hindi lamang po si Mordecai, but also ang lahat ng mga Hudyo. So, he used his influence and used these facts about the Jews that they have a different set of laws from others and are not obedient to the commands of the king. So a proposal was made to act against the Jews to destroy them, seal their fate by a written decree to kill, to destroy, and to annihilate all the Jews, young or old, men or women. It was commanded by the king to deliver to all the provinces within the Persian Empire. And the decree was also being issued in Susa, the citadel. And we ended the scene where Haman and the king were celebrating. But amidst this celebration, the city of Susa was thrown into confusion. So ngayon po, we will divert ang ating attention sa unang eksena, sa verse 1 to 4. So ito po ang ating point, a mournful crisis, verse 1 to 4. So makikita po natin, we are going to zoom in kay Mordecai in verse 1. It says there na, when Mordecai learns all that had been done. So from this scene, hindi nabanggit ng author on how Mordecai had acquired yung full scale ng information regarding a great threat sa buhay niya at ng mga Jews. At ang kanyang initial reaction was, he tore his clothes and put sackcloth and ashes. We see a sudden change in his character. At out of his painful sorrow, he tore his clothes, and maybe not only about the information that he learned, but also the guilt na naramdaman po niya na parang pinupunit ang kanyang kalooban. That his actions might have caused this tragedy sa buhay nila bilang mga Hudyo. Before this, all was good for Mordecai. Sa kanilang pamumuhay bilang exiles, wala silang mga matitinding problema. During this time, he was able to work his way up sa corporate ladder of success to be appointed as one of the officials ng palasyo. And this might have proved him access, this might have provided him access to a good life in the Persian Empire. He has raised well si Esther, na naging masunurin sa kanya, who was selected to be a part of the royal family, to be the queen of Persia. And to add sa kanyang resume, he even helped the kingdom by preventing an assassination attempt sa buhay po ng hari. Not until he encountered si Haman, a newly appointed official with a much higher position than he had at mas makapangyarihan sa kanya. So makikita po natin that he was humbled and he felt powerless in this situation. He cannot deny that his action may have caused him and his people this mournful crisis. This tragedy sa buhay nila, all was turned upside down. But instead of going to Haman to settle the issue, we see sa verse 2 that he went out into the midst of the city and cried out with a loud and bitter cry. He cried publicly in deep anguish. He cried aloud with unbearable pain beyond physical suffering. And at this point, wala siyang ibang nilalapitan para humingi ng tulong or para siya ay damayan sa kanyang bigati. And he ended up going to his favorite place. Again, sa verse 2, he went up to the entrance of the king's gate. For no one was allowed to enter into the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. This man had experienced one of the hardest lessons sa kanyang buhay, that he was broken and humbled. And maybe sa buhay din po natin. Most of the time, the hardest lessons na pwedeng ituro po sa atin ng ating Panginoon are His lessons about humility. Many painful lessons that even ang isang anak ng Diyos would receive with bitter tears and brokenness. For His children to resist the temptation of self-pride and forgetfulness. Di ba po ang sakit-sakit when ang pinagpaguran natin trabaho or pinagpuyatan natin na trabaho na binuhos natin ang lahat ng effort natin dito. Maybe risk our health or sacrifice ang time natin for our family. And yet, yung recognition po was given to another. Similarly, what happened kay Mordecai in chapter 3? Though he did what was good and noble, he prevented an attempt sa buhay ng ni Haring Ahasuerus, but who got promoted sa second highest position? Hindi pa po si Haman. This guy, out of nowhere, got the best of everything. Fame, power, and position. We may see that as one of many examples of injustices that we may experience in this broken world. Gaya po sa passage na to, we can learn that through these injustices, we are humbled by God. In this world, we cannot expect it to give us a fair fight, but we can expect that God work providentially sa bawat pagsubok na ating kakaharapin. So habang nangyayari po ito kay Mordecai, the author gives us the picture of what is happening sa lahat ng probinsya. Sabi po sa verse 3, and in every province, wherever the king's command and decree reached, there was a great mourning among the Jews. Ang pamumuhay ng mga Hudyo ay nagulantang. Once a people who are trying to live their life as a peaceful community within the empire are suddenly thrown into a life of confusion and misery. Unknown to them, the reason kung bakit bigla na lang silang lilipulin. But what is known was that no Jew will be spared, young or old, men or women. And their possessions, properties, goods, and belongings will be plundered. Tragedy awaits sa mga taong ito. It was a sad day to be a Jew compared to the other nationalities that day. So how will God deliver His covenant people from this? How can we see God at work in this situation? So paano po ba nag-respond ang mga anak ng Diyos dito? Tingnan po natin muli ang verse 3. And after hearing what are the contents of the decree and the king's command, sabi po ng verse 3, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. So wearing sackcloth and ashes is a common during po noong Old Testament time. Ang ilan sa mga halimbawa nito, when Jacob mourned for his son na si Joseph nung po siya ay namatay, and also David when he mourned yung kanyang commander-in-chief na si Abner, na who played a pivotal role kay David. Even yung mga hindi po mananampalataya in the book of Jonah, the Ninevites, who wore also sackcloth and ashes. So making the same posture gaya po ng mga Israelita. It is an outward expression of deep sorrow accompanied by fasting, weeping, and lamenting. We can tell that this is the right posture of their heart to appeal for mercy. So the Jews in the kingdom were thrown into another struggle, into another crisis. So how are they going to get out of this crisis? So binitin po muna ng author ang mga kaganapan and turn ulit kay Mordecai, who was so happened to be spotted by Esther's attendants in verse 4. Sabi po sa verse 4, when Esther's young women and her eunuch came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. So the queen does not know the real reason as to why her cousin is in that situation. Marahil it was the first time for her to see him in that state. So she was deeply troubled. But as a compassionate gesture from Queen Esther in verse 4, it says that she sends garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth. Pero hindi po niya tinanggap ito. So, mahigpit nga po na pinagbabawal na pagsuot ng sackcloth sa loob ng King's Gate. And Queen Esther, with the hope to relieve Mordecai from his miserable state, and nais niya sanang kausapin mismo directly si Mordecai at tanungin kung ano nga ba ang nangyari sa kanya. In this scenario, we observe that Esther was unable to come directly to Mordecai. She was limited in her movements inside and outside of the palace. Although she is the queen, she has less to no options. Parang wala siyang kalayaan. She is held hostage by her royalty. That is why she has attendants given to her by the king para sila na lang ang kikilos kung ano man ang ipag-utos ng reyna. So Mordecai refused to receive the garments. Marahil ay nais pa niyang ipadama ang kanyang pagluluksa sa sasapitin nilang trahedya. For him, there is something much more urgent and much more important than to be consoled by royal garments. Aside from mourning his state and his people, a plan was being thought of by Mordecai. What Mordecai had in mind now was to seek the royal assistance of the queen. Tingnan po natin ang ating second point from verses 15 to 14, the counter plan. So ito pong point na to, I have divided in three sub-points. Tingnan po natin ang unang sub-point, which is yung proposal po ni Mordecai. Beginning sa verse 5. Then Esther called Hatak, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed to attend her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to learn what this was and why it was. This is one of the few people who knew the true identity of Esther, one of her trusted attendants. Marahil po ay kasama siya ng mga young women na nakakita kay Mordecai kanina. The author of this book gave enough spotlight kay Hatak since he would play an important role in the conversation between Esther and Mordecai. So let us see ang simula po ng conversation nina Esther at Mordecai at ano ang nais na ipagawa ni Mordecai kay Esther. Tingnan po natin sa verse 6. Hatak went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. And Mordecai told him that all had happened to him and the exact amount of that money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for the destruction that he might show it to Esther and explain to her and command her to go to the king to beg his favor and plead with him and on behalf of her people. So Hatak went out and told Esther what Mordecai had said. So si Hatak po and met Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the gate, and he listened kay Mordecai. So meron po tayong mga concerns that we can observe sa pagtatagpong ito. Una po, that this meeting was not a private meeting na pwede pong ma-leak out yung mga information na sasabihin o tatanggapin ni Mordecai. Next, si Mordecai po ay hindi po niya kilalang lubusan si Hatak. So, meron pong trust issue dito. And then, sa third concern, they might raise suspicion of plotting something against the royal couple kasi yung kanilang conversation involves ang king at ang queen. And then, for this information might fall sa kamay ni Haman that will escalate lalo ang kanilang situation. Pero it seems that si Mordecai po was not concerned about this. So he told Hatak anyway. Sabi po niya in verse 7, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him. It seems that may admittance si Mordecai regarding his actions and probably recounting his encounter with the palace servants and how Haman came to despise him, which led to their current situation ngayon. So Mordecai also shared to Hatak that he came to know the exact amount promised for the destruction of the Jews. So emphasizing the pledge of loyalty of Haman to the king, which explains the kind of person Haman is, how dangerous he is, that he had paid a hefty amount to secure the success ng kanyang plan. It emphasizes that he is not only influential, but also a powerful, that he could bribe the king with his wealth. So Esther has no idea kung sino po si Haman or how cruel his actions are towards her people. This is a vital information that the queen needs to hear so that he might be convinced by Mordecai. As a final piece po ng evidence to plead the case, to make the situation crystal clear kay Queen Esther, sabi po sa verse 8, Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction. Could it be that ito pong copy na to na nakuha ni Mordecai was part of an insult and humiliation inflicted on him? So as an royal official of the palace, he can acquire such information and yet he is powerless sa kanyang situation. So instead of looking in other places for hope, he set his eyes toward sa kanyang pinsan, who is, sa kanyang palagay, is capable of helping her people in their dire situation. So, binigay nga po ni Mordecai kay Hatak yung copy ng decree that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her and command her to go to the king and beg and plead for her people. So, Mordecai laid out yung plan kay Hatak in hopes that the queen would immediately act according to the command given by Hatak. Verse 9, sabi po doon, and Hatak went and told what Mordecai has said. So in these next verses, we shall hear naman ang side po ni Esther. So we shall hear Esther's point of view, verses 10 to 11. Verse 10, then Esther spoke to Hatak and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes into the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law, to be put to death. Except the one to whom the king holds the golden scepter, so that he may live. But as for me, I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. At this point po, mas lalo pong nadagdagan ng stress ng reyna. After hearing ang naging proposal ni Mordecai, and what would be her role in the risky, dangerous plan? But the queen did not answer directly if she would go or not sa point na ito. Instead, She gave two reasons dito, and one of them, na si Mordecai ay may alam na po. And the other one, he informs Mordecai about her current situation sa loob ng palasyo. Verse 11, all the king's servants and the people of the king province know. That means that even Mordecai should know as one of the royal officials of the palace about the law and the risks that involved for Esther. That anyone who violates this law, that is coming to the king without any royal invitation, without will be put to death. And only if the king so chooses to extend to that person the golden scepter shall live. It has been a custom for visitors, even po sa mga locals or expat, to have a royal invite para po ma-meet nila ang hari. And sabi po ng mga ibang scholars that this king, yung mga hari po, during that time ay pinapaligiran po sila ng mga gwardiya who are armed with axes. Bakit po? Para agad po nilang patayin kung sino man ang lumabag sa batas na ito. So unless the king will extend his golden scepter as a sign of welcome to that person, papatayin po kung sino man ang lalapit sa kanya. So even the queen has no authority over this law. And that means she will be forfeiting her life if she chooses to go to the king without any invitation. Therefore, wala siyang pwedeng gawin kundi sumunod sa batas. And Mordecai should know about this. But there is another setback po sa proposal po ni Mordecai kay Esther. Sabi po sa verse 11, but as for me, sabi ni Queen Esther, I was not called to come into the king these 30 days. So maybe the king was having another business. And she doesn't know why she was not yet summoned. Noong pong unang panahon po nila, the kings are known to have multiple wives. And it might imply that the king was not sleeping alone during these 30 days. May alinlangan po kay Esther that she may not have the love of the king for her. So her responses were valid naman po. Hindi niya kailangan magsinungaling kay Mordecai in hopes that for Mordecai to reconsider ang kanyang request since si Esther was not in favorable position to accomplish ang kanilang plano. We will notice a slight change po sa character po ni Esther compared to the previous chapters where she is just obeying po sa mga utos ni Mordecai. But here, she is much more vocal sa kanyang mga nararamdaman that she might have felt fear for her life, or maybe she have felt the weight of having such a huge responsibility over the people that up until recently was commanded not to reveal her association with them. It seems po that she did understand the situation and the urgency of the matter, but she still lacks the courage to stand for something much bigger than herself. The Bible po permits such feelings like fear. We see that Esther was true sa kanyang mga pag-aalinlangan, that she does not need to pretend when faced with such a huge burden. Possibly as a side application po that we can get from Esther's situation is that the acknowledgement of our reality, that there is no need for us to pretend when we are facing such difficult situation. So it would help us to assess properly ang ating situation and ask for help. So we have seen ang openness ni Esther dito. And sometimes, or most of the time, we don't see it sa ating mga sarili. We also lack the courage to seek help. However po, si Mordecai was relentless. We see that he is not yet finished sa kanyang pagplead sa kanilang case. So we will see naman po sa verse 12 to 14 ang point of view po ni Mordecai. Sabi po sa verse 12, and they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to this kingdom for such a time as this. So the tension po between Esther and Mordecai had reached a breaking point. Once again, he would plead his case on behalf of the Jewish people, kay Esther, but this time with a different tone. He gave a warning kay Esther, so verse 13. That sabi po ni Mordecai, do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. Maybe in Mordecai's mind, it is unbecoming of Esther. Si Esther po was raised from a Jewish customs, cultures, and laws to suddenly forget or abandon ang kanyang heritage as part of the Jewish community, as if distancing herself from her people. But Mordecai reminded her that if she assumes being inside the palace will keep her away from harm, it is impossible even for her na nasa position to escape the faith ng kanyang mga kababayan. There is a possibility that given the position of Esther as Queen of Persia, the pleasures of the palace must have given her a sense of false security, that she was well served, cared for, pampered by her attendants, not to the point na hindi na siya halos kumikilos. Always relaxed, with available food, no pressure, and all the luxury of the palace is for her enjoyment. And here is another interesting po na sinabi ni Mordecai sa verse 14. Sabi po niya, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So throughout po ng book ng Esther, kapansin-pansin po dito that the author omits yung pangalan po ng Diyos. There was no reference to God from the previous chapters and to the succeeding chapters. And yet, in this verse, makikita po natin that Mordecai exhibits a faith that rested to the God of his forefathers. A faith that rested to the God who preserves his people. To the God who can reverse their hopelessness situation. That salvation is certain for God's covenant people. So Mordecai does not want to jeopardize ang buhay po ni Esther. But he is suggesting or inviting her to believe as well, that this statement will somehow prick her heart and rekindle the rich heritage that she has, that she was raised with. The law of God that was taught to her, which was lying dormant sa kanyang heart, that even Haman affirms that they have the laws different from others, which set them apart from other people. Sabi po ni Mordecai, who knows, my dear Esther, from the time that your parents died, from the time you won the favor of Haggai and eventually won the favor of the king, up until this day, who knows, but you came to your royal position for such a time like this. So Mordecai is saying that it is not by an accident na meron silang crisis ngayon. And it is not a stroke of pure luck that Esther was at this time the queen. It is by God's providential timing that all of this has happened. Ano po kaya ang isasagot ni Esther Tingnan po natin ang ating final point. Point number 3 from verse 15 to 17. A decisive moment. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf. And do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther ordered him. Now, in this verse, we shall see po yung character development ni Esther. She will participate in fasting along with her young women, which expresses her solidarity with the Jews throughout the Persian Empire. And Esther's role will become evident. She has found the courage to use her influence for the good of her people. She has now the burden to help save her people. She expresses her solidarity with the Jews, no longer concerned about herself or her self-preservation. She is filled with humility since she asked for fasting on her behalf. Given the task at hand, she needs the support of her people spiritually, knowing that she alone will execute the untimed meeting with the king. The intensity or time of fasting means a deeper contemplation of what she is about to face, the point of total surrender to God. 3 days of fasting is the time of preparation for Queen Esther to visit the king unannounced. And she will eventually give up her true identity and submit to the natural outcome of her action, which is, if I die, she will gladly accept it. However, Queen Esther needs wisdom and discernment, which is why she called a citywide fasting among her fellow Jews. This fasting is usually accompanied by prayer, though hindi man po ito na-mention sa passage. Napakahalaga po ng naging role ng wise counsel ni Mordecai at ang kanyang pag-anyaya ni Esther sa malawakang pag-aayuno ng kanyang mga kapwa Jews sa city of Susa. So how can we use the same means of grace na nakita po natin dito? What significant decisions are you facing right now or kakarapin sa mga susunod na araw or buwan? Knowing kung ano ang kalooban ng Diyos at ano ang magiging desisyon natin requires godly wisdom. So Crossroads Church Dubai, we need godly counsel as we make significant decisions sa ating mga buhay. Seek help, take counsel, and covet prayers from our elders at sa ating mga kapatid dito sa loob ng church. Ask brothers or sisters for you and for accountability to you. In such a time as this, what is God calling you to do? Are you willing to forsake your convenience to serve others? How far are you willing to go to share the gospel? Are you willing to even risk your life to make the name of Christ known? It is not a mere coincidence kung anong kalagayan or position mo ngayon. What if God ordains you to be a means ng kung saan a random person na nakasabay mo sa public transport or in a public place or yung mga flatmates mo will hear the gospel for the very first time? Or even, God might use you upang makarinig ang mga kaibigan, kapamilya, katrabaho mo ng ebanghelyo ni Kristo. What if na kaya ka nga iniligay sa position mo ngayon at nakakatamasa ng pagpapala ng Panginoon ay upang maging means ka para maging magbigay ng tulong sa mga nangangailangan. And what if sa kasaganahan o kaluwagan mo financially ay para makapag-contribute ka sa pagpapalaganap ng gawain ng Panginoon? Gaya po ng sabi ni Mordecai kay Esther sa verse 14, relief and deliverance will raise from another place. The question for us right now is, are you going to be a part of expanding God's kingdom here on earth? Or are you just going to be content in an easy, comfortable life without any commitment sa Panginoon o sa kanyang iglesia? In God's redemptive story, we can see that He chooses to preserve His people through the actions of individuals such as Mordecai and Esther to mediate on behalf of their people to save them. Though their moral characters are not spot clean, filled with flaws, who themselves need deliverance. On the same note, we need a greater mediator. Someone who is the perfect fit to come near to the great king who sits on the throne, who is robed with an unapproachable light. This great king's judgment is perfect, and we are all deemed sinners before him. Because we have transgressed his rule and disobeyed his command, so he decrees that the soul, the one who sinned, shall die. But also, this great king showed his mercy and sent his son, the King of Glory. Jesus Christ put on garments not of royalty, but of the same garments of a servant. Jesus lived a perfect life without sin to represent us and to mediate on our behalf before the great King, God Almighty. Jesus perfectly obeyed God to the point of death, and through his perfect life and sinless death on the cross, the door of God's inner court has been opened through Christ's perfect sacrifice. There is now forgiveness for our sins. God holds out the golden scepter to anyone who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for them to have life. Ang invitation pong ito is open for us now. If you are weighed down by your sin, guilt, and shame, come to Jesus. And those who come to Jesus, by shall no means he cast them out. We have our confidence set in Jesus, who is even now at the seat of the right hand of the Father interceding for us, that through his intercession, God would grant us grace to strengthen us in times of weaknesses, grant us grace in times of suffering, and sustain us in times of need. Sa redemptive history po ng Panginoon, we see ang patuloy na pagkilos ng Diyos in and through the lives of His people. That He executes His plans and purposes through human means. And we see from the early chapters of this book that He works providentially sa buhay ni Mordecai at Esther at ng mga Jews. How He brought about the means of salvation for His people. May we read these passages with eyes of faith, kagaya po ni Mordecai, with such anticipation for relief and deliverance. So that in difficult times and trials, we can hope in God who acts providentially in times of crisis. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father in heaven, truly that there are no accidents sa inyong economy, that you have purposely ordained ang bawat situation ng aming mga buhay for our good and for your glory. We thank you for Jesus, who you have ordained to be our mediator so that we can now approach you without fear of death. Help us with your spirit to respond in faith, to abandon our sins, our complacency, our comfort in this world for Christ's sake's name. May you cause your church to live a life with full anticipation for Christ's return. Amen.